Before my parents got divorced, we'd take a family trip every year to Catalina Island. It was the kind of place a family could look forward to for a relaxing vacation.
I will wait. You're not resealing the pool during our stay.
Except for our family, it was hardly relaxing, barely a vacation, and none of us looked forward to it.
Mel, if you don't get out of the pool, I'm going to eat all the bacon off your club sandwich.
He wasn't wrong, but he always used too much club to prove he was right.
Do not sign that. Signing a waiver is basically giving them a license to kill you.
Mel, this horse is older than Nana.
I'm with Dad on this one.
Fun fact about me, terrified of horses.
A sunset.
And that's how our vacations went, year after year. Started out with the best of intentions.
It's beautiful.
Breathtaking. Amazing.
But it always ended with Dad.
I can't see.
Family photos capture Mel kissing a newborn Henry, Katie in a birthday hat, Joyce at the beach with the kids, and more. Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Captain Max.
I'll make you wish you were here tonight.
Sloan drops by Mel's place.
Got divorce papers today.
Oh, sorry. Sloan, that's gotta be tough.
Not really, they're yours.
Okay, it's no big deal. I was pretty much expecting them. Formality. And why is this open?
Yeah, sorry about that. Realized about halfway through reading them they were yours. Then I kept reading. Cheese and crackers, lawyers make a lot more money than middle school principals. I'm just gonna help myself to one of your imported beers. Not feel too bad about it. Also, I'll just take this loose change.
Drop the nickel.
Hey, Dad, I'm headed over to Mom's. Oh, and since we're not going to Catalina this year, I was gonna go with Nicole to her family's beach house for the long weekend.
We're not going to Catalina?
Why would we go on a family trip? We're not exactly a family anymore.
Cool. Then I'm going to go call Renyan and tell him I can go fishing with his family.
The kids leave. Mel and Sloan drink beer.
Just because I'm a single dad doesn't mean I can't take my kids on a family vacation.
Well, they seemed okay with not going. I'm just saying. I got a lot of vacation days and a freshly waxed back. I'm the whole package.
I think they may have soured on the trip in the past because I may have been a bit difficult to travel with. Truth be told, when I'm on vacation, I sometimes fail to
leave your personality at home.
Hey, I have strong opinions. You know, it's hard to let go of that.
So your idea of a vacation is just putting on sandals and yelling at people?
No, open-toed shoes are neither safe nor sanitary.
Wow.
You know what? I am going to give my kids an awesome family vacation just by being a kinder, gentler Mel. Mel Light.
All the Mel we love without the bitter aftertaste.
So that's how the divorce papers affected Dad. For Mom, they meant dipping her toe into the online dating pool. With Katie's help.
Joyce's phone.
Hey, Mel, I can't talk right now. Katie and I...
Katie hurries off.
I can talk.
Did you get the papers?
I did.
A guy messages her.
Staring at them right now.
Big step.
Yeah, we'll get through it, though.
One way or another.
He packs a suitcase.
So,
it's that Catalina time of year again.
Oh, thank God we don't have to do that anymore.
Actually, I was thinking maybe I would take the kids.
You're taking the kids to Catalina without me?
If that's okay.
Katie listens.
It's a little weird, Mel.
A message. Want to meet for coffee?
But weird is our wheelhouse. Go for it.
Katie slumps.
I thought one of the upsides of my parents' divorce was that nobody got custody of Catalina. I wanted to go to Oxnard with you and your family.
You're sure you can't go, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna be honest with you. Oxnard sucks. We wake up at dawn, we fish all day, we only eat what we catch, and nothing's wasted. We eat the face, Henry. We eat the face.
Hey, Jenny.
I'm so excited to spend the weekend with you.
Henry looks around, and Runyan knits his brow.
What's happening? Oh, your dad didn't tell you? My mom's out of town for work, so I'm going to Catalina with you guys.
So it's not just a family thing.
I even bought a new swimsuit.
I have swimsuits.
I'm gonna go pack. So excited.
Henry beams as she heads into her apartment.
Did you just hear that? I'm going to Catalina with Jenny and her new swimsuit. It's gonna be awesome.
I'll be in Oxnard with my mom and her one piece. Considerably less awesome.
A cafe.
You know, it's just a pressure-free coffee thing. Get our feet wet and see if we click. And, you know, if not, no big whoop. But if we do, we'll roll into dinner and see where the night and my newly whitened teeth take us.
So then, no more coffee?
Yes, more coffee, more coffee. I have like 50 more strips in my bag. You know what? He's here. Eat it.
A handsome man strolls to her table.
Are you Joyce? I am. Nice to meet you.
No. Not for me.
At Mel's.
Not for me. Who is he to say that? He doesn't know how for him I could be.
So Dad's perfect post-divorce vacation hit a little snag. His pre-divorce wife.
You know what? Mom's in a really bad place right now.
I am?
You are. And I'm not going to Catalina and just leaving you like this.
Wait, what?
I'm staying beside the woman who has always looked out for my best interest. And, you know, if she feels better soon, I'll just go to Nicole's.
Great. So we're just not taking a family vacation?
No, we have to go. There are new bathing suits involved. And Dad is trying to keep this family on track and give us an awesome vacation, is what he said.
Katie, you're coming on this trip whether you want to or not.
Mel Light in 3, 2, 1.
But I think you'll be glad you did. Might see a whale.
I'm just going to delete my profile. There, I did it. I no longer exist.
She slams down her phone.
You guys have a great time.
So there I was in paradise with the girl of my dreams.
At a Catalina hotel.
And the family of my reality. All of them.
Are you sure this invite's not just a pity thing?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
Because it's okay if it is.
Basically, it is, yeah.
Totally.
Think about it.
Oh, this is great. I'm sorry. I don't show a reservation for a Mel Fisher.
Well, that is weird because I made one yesterday.
Mel Light in 3, 2, 1.
Would you mind checking again for me, please?
Horseback riding. It's right next door. We should go.
Good luck convincing my dad. He says there's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I guess it's because a horse will break your neck if it gets the chance. But what about whatever this is?
He grabs a pamphlet.
Needlepoint and Quilt Festival. Margaret Cohen from Woodland Hills calls it a patchwork of delight.
You're hilarious.
We are so going.
Jenny holds up the horse pamphlet at the desk.
Checking availability.
Yeah, sorry, nothing's coming up. And we are fully booked the entire weekend. Fully booked? It's the off season. We're the only ones in this hotel lobby that aren't on the payroll.
Let me recommend another hotel.
We lost our reservation. Here comes Dad's first blow up of the weekend.
Well, it's gonna be worse than that. Their website says they've got nothing but rooms.
Why would she lie?
They spot an employee moving a potted plant away from Elle's guide dog.
I think it's because of Elvis.
Oh, no.
This does not end well.
Good news.
Uh-huh.
The Sandy Seahorse Motel has vacancies.
Fabulous.
Yes. I'll go call a courtesy shuttle.
If he finds out, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Or there's no bloodbath because we don't tell him. I need this weekend to go well.
He needs to know.
The thing is, he doesn't.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Daddy.
Little update. I think it's possible that our friend at the front desk has lost our reservation because she doesn't want Elvis at the hotel. So do me a favor and step outside.
In that moment, I felt bad for Debbie. She was about to get her ass handed to her. But the real victim here was me. Innocent, just trying to see Jenny in a bathing suit, me.
Our shuttle to the Sandy Seahorse Motel should be here pretty soon. Gonna be great.
Joyce, Henry, and Katie trade confused looks.
I'm sorry, why didn't Dad torch the place?
I know what it is. Maybe they made opposite day mandatory.
Or some nice man killed Dad and is wearing his skin.
That's the only explanation.
Hey, kids, why don't you go to the stables and check out the horses?
Oh, yeah, Henry. Let's ride.
Henry gapes.
Horses?
Oh, would have been fun, but I told you, there's no way my dad's gonna...
That does sound like fun. Go ahead, kids.
Oh, great. I love horses.
He gives a frozen smile. Katie pats his back as they leave with Jenny.
Okay.
Joyce sits beside Mel.
What is happening? Why the hell did you stand down back there? And now you're greenlighting horses? Where's the Mel Fisher whose moral convictions I fell in love with, married, found exhausting, and am now divorcing?
Yeah, that guy was a vacation wrecking ball. I'm not gonna ruin any more family trips.
So now you're sending us to some seahorse motel?
I'm sure it's not that bad.
A beat-up shuttle bus rolls up.
Seahorse!
The driver puffs a cigar.
Mel, you've always gone on and on about people needing to be accountable for their actions, and I usually tune that out, but you are right. You can't let someone just walk all over you. I should have called out that jerk that left me at the coffee shop, but I didn't, and I regret it, and I'm never letting it happen again. If you're not calling Debbie out, I will.
Mel purses his lips and stays put.
Fine.
Joyce rises to her feet and marches off.
So that's a no-go on the CEO?
Jenny, Henry, and Katie.
I like both tater tots and french fries, but gun to my head, I'm gonna have to say tater tots.
Damn right, up top.
I didn't want to say it, but I was killing.
I'm killing.
I know, this trip is so bizarre.
Hey, can I have a sip of that? Sure.
And then the greatest thing happened. Her lips touched a place where my lips had been. On purpose.
Thanks.
He grins as she hands the soda back outside the hotel.
Joyce, come on, the shuttle is waiting. Just get on board.
She dials her phone.
No, you get on board.
What?
Harbor Inn, this is Debbie speaking.
Yes, hello there, sweet pea. My name is Patricia Fairbanks. My husband and I are coming in on the late ferry. Y'all have any vacancies?
We do. Are you interested in a room or a suite?
Peaches and pie. That is great news. Let me check with my beloved. Room or suite, light of my life? What you think?
Suite would be hunky-dory, my mint julep.
Well, we have a lovely suite that overlooks the water. It has a great view.
Perfect. My husband adores a great view, don't you?
Wow, does a gator float on his belly in the bayou and the moon?
All right, we'll see you later, darling. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
FaceTiming.
Tell me you saved that can.
Crushed it and put it in my pocket.
What is all that smoke?
It's my mom. She's been cooking for 12 hours straight.
Mom, crack a window or something. God.
Hey, Henry.
Jenny and Katie sit on horses, and Henry stops in his tracks.
I gotta go.
Me too.
Just giant dogs. Just giant dogs.
All that stood between me and Jenny was a horse, aptly named Destiny.
This'll be fun.
He puts on a helmet and hoists himself into the saddle, then slips off into a trough of wet oats.
Ooh!
He brushes his sopping hair from his face.
Stupid Destiny.
Mel and Joyce at the front desk.
Debbie!
Hi!
Hello!
Oh, hi.
We just wanted to come back and thank you for recommending that fabulous motel.
The thing is, we'd rather stay here.
Well, as I said before, we are fully booked this weekend.
They're booked.
Totally booked.
So you've had no cancellations.
I don't know how I could make myself any more clear.
Not even room for Mr. and Mrs. Fairbanks?
Augustus W. Fairbanks, a prominent land developer and his radiant wife, former Miss Georgia and two-time Blue Ribbon winner of the Pickens County Peach Pie Pageant. I've been fleshing out our characters.
Yeah, apparently. Debbie, what's going on here?
I just didn't think we could accommodate someone like you.
Someone like me?
No, I meant someone with a dog. You can't see it, but this hotel is very elegant.
What the f*** is that supposed to mean?
I don't appreciate being sworn in.
Well, we don't appreciate being discriminated against.
Debbie, I happen to be an attorney, well-versed in California anti-discrimination laws. So we'll ask you one last time, do you have any rooms?
Debbie gapes at them, wide-eyed.
I'd get clickety-clacking on that computer if I were you, honeysuckle.
Later.
And once again, on behalf of the Harbor Inn, we want to extend our deepest apologies if there was any sort of misunderstanding. The Harbor Inn welcomes all service animals, especially those leading the blind. That's the way you wanted it worded on the sign in the lobby, right?
That'll work.
A masseuse.
Abigail, I don't know what you're doing there, but don't stop.
Debbie pets Elvis.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Debbie. He might bite.
She's talking about me, of course.
I was.
Hilarious.
The dog has had 9 months and $40,000 worth of training. He won't bite or bark or destroy your hotel.
Of course.
Now, you were saying about those drink vouchers?
Oh, yes. Here are two. four. All of my drink vouchers for the Oasis Lounge. And again, on behalf of myself and the Harbor Inn and everybody at Pacific Coast Properties LLC, thank you so much for your understanding.
Bye now.
Sure we're getting the most out of this? I feel like the kids might enjoy a dessert cart.
Ooh, yes, they would.
A huge cart full of delicious desserts, and I was too upset to eat them.
I don't get why we eat cows and ride horses. I mean, cows are so much nicer to us. Horses are basically just boring zebras.
Mel and Joyce stop eating desserts.
I fell off the horse.
Are you okay?
No! I fell off in front of Jenny and ruined everything. Horses don't just break your neck, they can break your heart.
Henry, I want to tell you something, buddy.
I know what you're gonna say, Dad. You're gonna tell me to get back on the horse, which is ironic, because I literally have to get back on one. And then you're gonna tell me to seize the day and that nothing that can happen on the horse will be worse than not getting on one. And then Mom will say, Mel, don't push the boy. Hmm? And then you'll say, Joyce, please, I'm not pushing the boy, I'm teaching him to push himself. So fine, I'll go. It's just, I know it comes from love. It's just enough already. God. Exhausting.
Henry trudges out.
At least we know he's listening.
Maybe he can give himself the sex talk.
Sitting outside.
This turned out nice. Henry's getting back on the horse, Katie's out catching some rays, and we've got 6 free drink coupons left. 2 free drink coupons left.
Yeah.
So far, this is the best vacation ever. You did it, Mel.
We did it. To us.
They drink. Documents sit on the table in front of them.
Seems kind of weird toasting how great we are together when we're about to sign these, huh?
Yeah. It's like we're getting along better now than we ever have.
Maybe that's because we've grown over the last 6 months. I mean, I actually had to tell you to make a scene today.
Yeah. And how about you, Lady Fairbanks? You actually started a scene.
Felt good. I can't believe once we sign these, we're over, Mel.
We're not over, we're starting the next phase.
Joyce glances to Mel and smiles. She gives a soft nod, then lays her hand on top of Mel's. She holds it tight, a thoughtful look on her face. She nods again, then picks up the pen.
Okay.
Mel offers a small smile. Joyce gives him the pen, then guides his hand to the signature line.
Here.
He signs. Joyce takes the pen and signs her line.
Well, that's it.
Actually, pretty sure there's like a million more places
we need. Oh, yeah, there's tons more places to sign.
Later.
You know, I couldn't think of a nicer way to end my marriage to you.
We could go in there and do it.
Joyce opens to find a mess.
Oh, my God.
It was a joke.
No, the room. It's a disaster. Elvis completely destroyed the place.
How bad is it?
I'm just ballparking it, but I'd say your dog with $40,000 worth of training did about $2,000 worth of damage. Why are you laughing?
It's this island. It's every time we come here, it's a disaster. Right?
It's cursed. It's cursed.
They freeze.
Housekeeping.
Joyce cracks the door open.
Turn down service.
Turn down the turn down service.
No, thank you. Come back later.
Yeah, but don't say come back later.
Don't ever come back.
Don't say that. That sounds very suspicious.
He's naked and drunk.
Okay, we gotta get out of here. And we're booking it. You grab Elvis and I'll get the bags.
Wait, we're just leaving?
It's either that or let Debbie have the satisfaction of knowing she was right.
I'll send a check from the mainland.
Let's go.
Joyce peers around as they roll bags down a hallway.
Stop. Elvis is tracking blueberry sauce.
She spots a luggage cart. Later, she wheels Mel and Elvis.
Come on, this is ridiculous.
Let's go. We can fight on the ferry ride home.
They turn a corner and Joyce scans the lobby.
She's not here.
Go, go, go.
She pushes the cart past the front desk.
Oh, I dropped Katie's makeup bag.
Just leave it. Wait, how long has Katie been wearing makeup?
They leave as Debbie returns. She spots the makeup bag, then peers around. Outside, Jenny and Katie sunbathe nearby as Henry approaches a saddled horse.
Okay, Destiny. I don't like you, you don't like me. But I like her, so I need you to help me.
A cab races up. Joyce, Mel, and Elvis hop out.
All right, vacation's over.
But we just got here.
Elvis is a wanted dog. Fishers are peeling out in 60 seconds.
All right, I'll go, but we have to swear that we're never coming back here.
Absolutely.
Couldn't pay me enough.
Even though their marriage didn't work, Mom and Dad showed me, by example, how to have the courage to do what you need to do.
And if they could do that, I could do this.
Henry climbs onto the horse. His shirt bursts open to expose his chest as he takes the reins. The horse rears up. Beaming, he gallops to Jenny and the others.
Jenny! Henry! You rode the horse.
And if I could do that,
There's no way I wasn't gonna do this.
He kisses her. She pushes him away and stares at him. She kisses him back.
He's kissing her. He's kissing her.
Amazing.
Mel's smile fades.
She's kissing him back?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That trip to Catalina marked the start of a new phase for me and Jenny.
Joyce checks her phone.
The guy I almost went on a date with wrote back. He said the only reason he walked out is because in person I look like his dead wife. Yes!
So you're happy about that?
Well, apparently she died when she was 35. I look like a 35-year-old.
It also marked a new phase for Mom and Dad.
You know what? I'm going to post a new profile. On the ferry ride home, will you help me write it?
Sure. Welcome to the next phase.
Holding hands, Henry and Jenny join the family by the cab.